I think for the first time in his life, my 11-year-old is truly in love. Now, you have to understand, my older son is all boy. He plays lacrosse, he's in Boy Scouts, he loves the idea of just simply getting on the floor and tackling somebody. There's the inevitable Star Wars this, there's the Nerf gun battles over here. If the weather's good, it's football outside, or maybe basketball outside, or even baseball outside. The kid is all boy. Now, you also have to understand that he is the oldest of this generation. He came first. About 4 years later came his brother. About a year after that came their cousin, and that meant boy, boy, boy. But 4 months ago came the first girl, our little niece, Nyla Sheets. And Nyla has caused a remarkable transformation in my 11-year-old son. And yes, I know he's about to hit that age when all sorts of emotions change and all sorts of hormonal things change. And no, I'm not really looking forward to that. But it is amazing to me to see how much my rough and tumble 11-year-old wants to hold his cousin, wants to make sure that his cousin is safe, that his cousin is warm, that his cousin is happy. There was one point on Sunday that I thought he was going to break out in tears because he was not getting the chance to hold his cousin as quickly as he wanted to. Yes, it is a remarkable transformation. It is exciting to see. And yes, that little girl is precious. Of course, I'm biased, but you know what? Uncles are supposed to be. But it is a remarkable transformation to see this kid who would, ugh, to the thought of his grandmother hugging him, or his aunts hugging him, or his mother hugging him, be it at when it was time to go to sleep, or for the holidays, or for anything like that. When those circumstances came up, he tried to run the other way. But now there comes the little cousin, and he loves the thought of holding her, and he loves the thought of taking pictures with her, and he loves the thought of being the big cousin and making sure that she is exactly what he wants her to be. And I think in this case, what he wants her to be is his own. And as far as I'm concerned, that's A-OK.